And welcome aboard to Live Local Radio. I am so glad you're joining us today. Gosh, we're here live on 97.1 FM. I'm your host, David Keyes. And we have the epic Sandpoint Summer weekend coming up. 4th of July. 4th of July. There's no better place in the whole world to celebrate the 4th of July than right here, right now. And a little later on, we'll be talking to the Lions Club folks who are the main pushers behind all of that. But 250 years for this country, and I think we're having like a speed bump kind of thing going on right now. But, you know, we find our way through all this stuff, and the country's better for it once you come out of some of the stuff that's going on, that for sure. So, so much to do and so much to talk about for this weekend. But it's painfully tough for me and potentially dangerous for you to have me read a complete list of all the events going on while you're trying to drive your car. It's just not good. But Northwest Auto Body is here to help you out if something does happen, but that's a whole different story right there for sure. But my guess is that Lions Club main push, Janice, will be here, and she'll give you a few highlights of things to look at for the Saturday for sure, including the important parade information. I love that parade. It's been so much fun. Rotary has this what we call the Boom Shaka Laka Laka Boom dance troupe. And it's really a dance troupe. Not really. It's kind of embarrassing, and we're kind of not very good at it. But, you know, it's still fun, and people kind of like the action going on that way, too. And then I'm very excited to have Caroline Hawkins here. She grew up in front of me. I mean, in front of a lot of us, in fact. She's back here at the festival, and she's going to tell us a little bit more about what she does in her new gig there, and also some maybe some tidbits and some, it looks like hints and hacks for the festival that... That's our next big thing. We survived the 4th. We're enjoying a great summer. Then before we know it, boom, the festival is here. 40-plus years of the festival being here. So that's exciting stuff, too. So, Tag, I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a quick break first out of the gate here. And then when we come back, we'll have Caroline Hawkins from the festival, and we'll talk about some cool things that are going on there and maybe a chance to catch up with one of our favorite people in all of Sandpoint. So let's do that. We'll take that break. And when we come back, let's talk festival.
It's time to hit the open road, so make your first round trip to Specialty Auto Glass to get your windshield in tip-top shape. Heat, air conditioning, road vibration, or even closing your car door can cause the smallest rock chip to suddenly spread across the entire windshield. Specialty Auto Glass technicians are certified and abide by the AGSC standard and can recalibrate your car's safety features. Stay safe this summer with a visit to Specialty Auto Glass off Highway 95 in Ponderay. When it's time to hit the road, let Squeaky's Truck and Auto in Kootenai get your pickup ready for everything you have planned. Squeaky's offers custom truck accessories like WeatherTech mats, bed covers, receiver hitches, gooseneck hitches, and fifth wheel hitches. So, no matter what you plan on hauling this season, Squeaky's is the place to go. For more information, stop into Squeaky's Truck and Auto on Highway 200 in Kootenai. Panhandle Habitat for Humanity is building more than houses. They're building hope in North Idaho and will break ground this spring on two new homes, giving families in the community the stability and dignity they deserve. None of this is possible without you. Whether you donate, volunteer, or shop at the Habitat Restore, you're part of the solution. Every purchase, every gift, every hour of service opens new doors for families and neighbors in need. Together, we're building homes, hope, and a stronger Panhandle community.
Ready to feel stronger, more confident, and energized? At Backyard Kettlebell, you'll learn safe, effective kettlebell training with beginner-friendly coaching in a supportive, non-judgmental environment. Whether you're just starting out or looking to change up your fitness routine, our sessions are designed to help you build real strength that fits your life. Discover how kettlebell training can work for you at your pace with expert guidance every step of the way. 319 Church Street in Sandpoint. Stronger starts here. Backyard Kettlebell.
All right, now we're going to do the song of the summer from the Idaho Lottery. It's Barbecue Bucks. Let's go!
There's a new scratch game and you can win 50K. Barbecue Bucks, come on, let's play! Grill it, and sizzle it, and cool it. Splash it, and scratch it, and winning, and wooing. It's summer,
summer,
a Barbecue Bucks summer!
Benefiting Idaho Public Schools and Buildings, must be 18 or older, play wise.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Craving great food and waterfront views? Come by boat or car to Pearls on the Lake in Hope. Enjoy fresh flavors, handcrafted cocktails, and stunning views of Lake Ponderay. Plus, live music every Thursday and Sunday. Open daily, noon to 8. Closed Tuesdays. Reserve your table now at pearlsonthelake.com.
News Talk 97.1. We're here for a good time.
And welcome back to Live Local Radio. I am so glad you're here today on this beautiful Thursday. I'm looking outside. I see blue skies, kind of warm, although my guest is wearing like a thermal thing going on too. So I guess it's kind of a matter of taste. But I do know on Saturday, the forecast is going to be awesome for the parade and all sorts of the fireworks and all that kind of stuff too. So I know you're going to have plans. And again, we'll catch up with Janice after the next break here for sure. But first and foremost, we have Caroline Hawkins, who literally grew up at the festival. I was thinking about this yesterday when you were talking at the Rotary. Well, first of all, welcome aboard. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it was fun. You were at the Rotary yesterday at noon, so you had the 60-some people asking you questions about all sorts of things with the festival. It was kind of trial by fire because you're from here. You grew up here. You grew up kind of with the festival, but now you're in a different spot that way too. So maybe do this. Tell us about you a little bit and tell us about your history and tell us what your plans are for the festival. So welcome.
Thank you. Yes. As David said, I'm Caroline Hawkins. I was born and raised in Sandpoint. I grew up here. I went to the schools here, and Sandpoint's probably one of my most favorite places in the world. I left for about 2 years and I was itching to come back ever since. But yeah, and with the festival, I started as an intern. It was my very first job ever.
And what year was that?
That was in 2014. I volunteered at one of the series I was an intern in 2015. I volunteered in 2014. So that was kind of my first exposure. And then, 2015, I got my very first job with the festival interning, and I just kept on doing that all of the summers. And then kind of in my senior year of high school, I moved into more of a full-time intern position, where I was working a little bit more year-round for some of the fundraising events. And then all throughout college, that was kind of remote work and during the summers. And
you're a Vandal, right?
And I'm a Vandal.
Okay. Yeah,
yes.
I was trying to help you with that one because, you get bonus points every time you mention that on the air.
So yeah. There you so go. I'm a Vandal. V's up. and so I did that for about 2022, and then I moved down to Boise, where I went to Boise State to work, which was a big
turning. So you were a Vandal, but you went to Boise State University to work?
Yeah.
How hard was that?
It was really hard. I had a license plate that said University of Idaho alumni, and I think in the first week I had a few more dents in my car in the parking lot. But I figured if they were paying me, it's money out of Boise State's pocket. Now I can come back and represent Vandals. So
win-win for sure.
Yes,
So you survived that, and you helped with some festivals down in Boise too, right?
Yep. Yeah, I ran three different venues. I did the stadium events and then the arena events at the college. And then we also had kind of a similar venue to the festival. It was the Idaho Botanical Garden Outlaw Field Summer Concert Series. So we did all three of those events, and then that was a whole array of a lot of different entertainment.
Right. Yeah. But your heart was still up here.
It was.
You were trying to find a way back here, where you're kind of trying to figure out how to make that happen. And apparently it did.
Yep. Yeah. I moved down there for my now fiance. I wanted to be a little bit closer to him for a little bit, get out of Sandpoint. And I think from 1 month into it, me and my girlfriend who had moved down there with me as well, we were both thinking, what are we doing here? And all the questions in Boise was, why did you leave? And we didn't really have an answer, and so we were very excited to get back up here, and now we're both living in Sandpoint and all back to it.
Are you recognizing there's people your age that are finding their way back here? Is that a thing?
Yep. I think all of my friends have started this bandwagon of, we got out of town, we saw all the big things, and we are so ready to come back. So a lot of people my age are moving back to this area and kind of getting ready to settle down. And
sure. that it happens. But unlike some people your age, you have one job, not eight, like some of most people do at your age.
Yeah.
And what do you do for the festival? What's your job?
Yeah. So right now I'm the director of community and strategy. And what that kind of means is I'm basically the mouthpiece for the community to make sure that all of the things that we're planning at the festival has the community in the forefront. It's a newer kind of system that the festival has. It's with a shared leadership team. So we have two other directors. One of them is Veronica Knowlton. She runs all things festival on the field. She's our operations director. And then Tess Howell does our finance and HR and more of the admin stuff. And this role was really born to engage with our community and make sure that it was, since it's something that's came from the community for so long, something that is definitely in the forefront of our strategic plans and all the above.
Yeah, that's hard probably, isn't it? Because you have a certain model of leadership forever, right? For the 40 years, basically. And then somebody, board probably, and whoever else looked at it and said, well, maybe these are important aspects. Let's break those apart to be more focused by one person versus kind of an umbrella where the executive director covers all of that to some level. Is mm-hmm. that true?
Yeah, that's fair to say. I think having one person for each of these different worlds really allows us to dive in a little bit deeper into those different areas. So for Veronica working at the festival, it has transformed some of our planning with different vendors and stuff. And so having a point person to really go to and be a voice piece for those folks, that was really important. And it's been a really cool model to kind of dive into this year. It's been, I think, a success so far.
Very, very good.
Yeah.
And the festival is more than 40 years old. It's a little bit older than you,
yeah.
I'm guessing. Yeah.
Yes.
How about that?
Much older.
And so, you know, you have some history there for sure, and you have maybe expectations from people. So anytime you have a change foisted upon you as the public, some people say, well, that's too much, too fast. And I see your role perhaps of explaining what's going on at the festival, and here's why we're doing it, and here's how it's going to benefit us moving forward. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, that's accurate. And I would say even before that, as we make these changes, we kind of want to get feedback from the community before they even happen or go into effect. A lot of our changes are due to things out of our control, but the feedback from the community on how can we communicate this best with you, can we tell you about it and then we celebrate it for one final year and then keep it forth, or just kind of figuring out a different way that maybe works for everyone.
Yeah, I'll bet it's different for you. It's kind of maybe like a time warp where you've dealt with people before, you went away and did your own thing, now you're back and you're dealing with some of the same people. Add 4 years, 5 years to it, and here you go.
Yeah, it's been amazing. I see in Boise, you know, you're kind of anonymous. You don't see a lot of people that you know, but in Sandpoint, it is all the same folks, and you go into the grocery store, and you're there for 30 more minutes. So it's been really fun to see familiar faces and kind of know the history that goes on with some people, and I love it.
You have a fiance up here too?
Yes.
And how is he adapting to life in Sandpoint?
He is adapting well. He was born and raised in Boise. So I think moving to a smaller town, he thinks I'm the most famous person ever because I know a few people on the street.
And you are.
Yeah. In that. But no, and just saying hello to people on the street is kind of a newer take for him. It's that small town feel. And so he loves it.
Yeah. Well, I think you explained a little bit about what you're doing for sure. You know, moving forward with the festival, and I think people have people love the festival. It's our festival, so mm-hmm. people have a vested interest that way. What do you see as the biggest challenges right now facing the festival, and maybe what are the best opportunities coming up that way too? I think you're probably spending this year eyeballing it and seeing how things work a little bit too, adding your own parts to it. But, you know, looking to the future, you know, where do you see the festival fitting in?
Yeah, I think in the future, one of the big initiatives that I kind of want to take on and see happening is really expanding our different programming throughout the community. I think that we have a lot of opportunity to start adding some year-round programming where it's bringing concerts to different areas or helping other nonprofits put a concert on. And those are all free services for them. And so I would love to see it really broadened out into both Sandpoint and some of the other rural areas. So Bonners Ferry and Priest River.
Sure. You see a partnership then with maybe some other nonprofits to maybe have an event but using your background, your history to help make it better for everybody and make it a win-win. Huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Planning concerts is a lot of work, and we're really good at it, and we love to help people. And so that's really an important new initiative that the festival is going to start taking on.
And you tried something, I think, at the Hive, right? Didn't you have some kind of an event there?
Yeah.
And how did that turn out?
That turned out well. That was a fundraiser event. It was with Snacks at Midnight, and it was super fun. It was pretty popular, and that band is just great to work with. And so that was kind of dipping our toes in to having some of those different community-minded concerts that will offer a lot more programming.
Yeah, I think that's, again, having your eyes wide open to opportunities that way makes a lot of sense. And I'm sure as you're getting your feet on the ground, you're still new at this job, for heaven's
right.
sake. Right.
1 month as of yesterday.
So you're in the deep end of the pool here as you roll into the festival, for sure. So you find those partnerships, you expose more people to music. But one thing that maybe some people don't know is that there's a touch all year long with the festival, with especially students, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you're always out there. Paul Gunter and different people are helping raise musical awareness all year long.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of we're a nonprofit, and so all of our programming is to really bring in music education. It has a lot of health benefits for developing kids, and even some of our local artists who are from the area and looking to make it big. I think that's another part of our initiative. But yeah, those free services are so crucial to kind of how we operate, and Paul Gunter is really taking that leaps and above.
Yeah, no, that's what you need. You need a hero that way to kind of be that the big guy who walks into that classroom and commands that presence and helps.
Paul.
Yeah, no, I think that runs in the family for sure. Dave is the same way as well too. So people have their own opinions about the festival at different times. So part of your job, I think, too, is to turn maybe some of those rumors on their head and say, here's why you might want to come. What do you see in that way? What's one thing you'd like to dispel that people are talking about with the festival? What's one thing you think that you're seeing as an impediment for people to show up?
Yeah, I think one of the big ones is it kind of feels, just coming back from Boise and coming into this community, it feels like the community still doesn't feel like it is their community or might not be for them. And I would kind of like to dispel that and just say we love our community. I love this community. And so the community is always at the forefront of whatever we're doing. Some of those rumors were maybe it's about, I can't even think of an example.
Oh,
but
you don't need to if you don't want to. It's no problem.
Yeah.
I thought that you and Dara did a good job of kind of going through that a little bit yesterday. And I think one thing that the Rotarians kind of took away with it was that you're here for the long run, that you're going to stay in the Memorial Field as long as you possibly can, too. I think people, that's one of the rumors that you hear, is that you're looking for another venue and in a hurry, mainly because of the expense, right, of the covering and all that kind of stuff that you have to do to be on AstroTurf, on, you know, fake turf.
So. Yeah, and that's a good example. The expenses to be on the turf is pretty high, so we're kind of looking at some different solutions because we want to be committed to Memorial Field. And so internally, we're kind of looking at some different options for how we can make that work and financially work. And then I think even beyond that, our 2-week summer concert series with routing artists gets a little bit convoluted. We're starting a lot earlier now, which is great. But trying to fit in a random stop in Sandpoint for tours that are already announced or on sale or kind of planning and they aren't maybe going through this area, it's a very tight window to try and get people in. And so that's one of our nuances, but we love doing it because we have a really great team member. Her name's Madison, and she is doing booking for 2027 and 2028 already. So trying to be the forefront of make this a part of your routing and let's build the tour beyond that.
Yeah, it was funny when I was on the board 100 years ago, that was one of the big challenges was people traveling from, say, Seattle or even Spokane nowadays, but mostly Seattle to Billings or to Boise or something else. You tried to find those people along the way. But I think that what I've seen the difference now, and tell me if I'm off on this, but I think that the casinos have so much more money anymore than they used to, and they really have a little more sway. I'm bringing these acts in that way. So all of a sudden, if a great act is scheduled for Northern Quest Casino, for example, and they have to cancel, they got laryngitis or whatever else, they can reschedule them like the next week or 2 weeks or a month later, but you only have one festival a week or 2 weeks.
One
basically.
Shot.
Yeah. So that's hard, shot. Isn't it? That's a little bit different, I'm sure.
Yeah, it is a little bit tricky. And that is one thing. Like we had the Village people who stepped in for REO Speedwagon, and that was one of the examples of having them here.
Yeah, no, exactly. You have a little flexibility that way too. So as we kind of wrap this up, and thank you for your time today. It's all good to catch up with you, and you're always welcome back too. Let's do this more often as we roll into it. But couldn't be more proud of you, and good to have you back where you belong too. And hopefully your fiance is doing okay getting used to all of us here. So Caroline Hawkins, thank you for stopping by today. Uh-huh. And if people have questions or concerns or ideas, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, they can just email me directly. I would love to talk. My email address is caroline@festival@sandpoint.com, or our phone number is 208-265-4554, and I love talking. So,
and you're a good representative for the festival for sure. So we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about the 4th of July, which is like Lions Club heaven here, where there's fireworks, there's a carnival going on, all sorts of cool things, and Janice will be here to tell us all about that. So stay tuned. We'll be right back and talk 4th of July.
All new drinks are now at McDonald's, with refreshers like the strawberry watermelon refresher and the mango pineapple refresher with popping boba, to crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast with berry flavors and cold foam. Who knew ice cold drinks could be so fire? 6 all new drinks are here now at McDonald's.
Refreshers contain caffeine.
Considering a new career? Alta Forest Products has the perfect opportunity for you. The world's largest manufacturer of wood fence boards, Alta Forest Products is currently hiring for their Naples, Idaho mill, offering one of the highest starting wages in North Idaho, as well as life, medical, dental, and vision insurance, and a $500 signing bonus. No experience necessary. Join the Alta team now. Alta Forest Products in nearby Naples, Idaho. Go to jobs@altafp.com.
Ah, the sounds of summer. Lawnmowers mowing, backyard parties, boats on the water, and music in the air. What's the best sound of summer? The sound of prime meat hitting a hot grill. Tim's Special Cut Meats is your summer barbecue source for grilling meat, sauce, seasoning, and the best advice west of the Pecos. Get fired up. It's grilling time at Tim's Special Cut Meats, located one block west of Greens Ferry, just off Celtis Way in Post Falls.
And the match is about to begin.
Most of the team is out with COVID-19, so there'll be some substitutes tonight.
What's this? We have an unexpected guest on the field.
It's a dog, but they could do with extra players.
She's going for the ball.
Our front paws, hands or feet?
Soccer season is full of surprises, and COVID-19 could be one of them. If you test positive, prescription medications may help. Ask your doctor if they're right for you. Learn more at PfizerForAll.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Easy Cater, the workplace food platform, makes it easy to order food for all your workplace needs.
From favorite restaurants, don't forget that.
Who are you?
Tina. I'm Tina. I use Easy Cater at my job.
Well, I am the voice of Easy Cater. Don't you have work to do?
Not as much now that Easy Cater saves me all that time ordering food for the office, with great options for any group size or budget, all on one platform. Just trying to spread the word.
Fine, let's do the last bit together. Easy Cater, it's all the food for your workplace.
All in one place. Start an order at EasyCater.com.
Oh, you're not terrible.
Every 65 seconds, someone in the United States develops Alzheimer's disease. Many don't even know it.
I was lucky. We caught this at the very earliest stages. Pieces of my past are being erased.
Bright Focus Foundation's Alzheimer's Disease Research Program has invested more than $175 million in breakthrough research. Call us at 1-855-345-6237 or visit us online at brightfocus.org/brainhealth to learn more.
News Talk 97.1, KSPT, KPFI. We're here for a good time. Not a long time.
Welcome back to Live Local Radio. And you're right, Janice, the best bumper music in the whole world, because my friend Pat Murphy picked that out a couple years ago now, and I just like it. It's called Trooper, a group called Trooper out of Canada, and it was his deal.
So. Go Pat.
Yeah, I know. So I want to welcome Janice here, Sandpoint Lions Club. This is your week and weekend coming up. Oh, my gosh, I can't even imagine what's going through your brain right now. Well, I can a little bit, but I'm glad I'm not there. But thank you for all you do, and thank you, Sandpoint Lions.
The squirrels are very busy up there.
I'll bet. Because, you know, you talk about, even by itself, all this stuff by itself would be a handful. You know, you've got a super-duper parade. You have fireworks, and now you have a carnival. And there's probably some other things I don't even know about that are going on. So
what? We have a carnival?
Oh, yeah.
Who told you that?
Well, in fact, funny thing, Janice told me about that about a minute after we were off the air last time we talked. So I said, you know what we should do? And thank you for being here, by the way.
Thank you for
I know you're
me.
So busy behind the fireworks stand and everything else that you're doing right now. But I just wanted to give people kind of a flavor and one more reason to come down for the parade and one more reason to stay down there for the carnival and also for the fireworks show too. I mean, there's so much going on that way. And I just, it's still to me amazing how many people come out for that parade. And I've been lucky enough to be on the Boom Shaka Laka Laka Boom group. And if you're the judge this year, please remember the Boom Shaka Laka Laka Boom.
Hey, Jeffries, Lagerburger.
Oh, really?
You gotta go up and
I'm gonna work it. We're gonna work it. We're gonna work it hard.
Go get a Lagerburger from them and tell her.
So
grease the wheels.
Exactly right. But there's no, I don't know, it's just to me, it's the hometown spirit. It's the coming together as a community. It's coming together. And some places along that parade route are 5 and 6 people deep. And there's people putting chairs out the night before. I mean, it's just the thing. And it's really one of the special things about here, Sandpoint, and the whole region, that we're very patriotic here for one thing. And that parade is the epitome of that. So, Janice, how's it going? How's it coming together?
It is definitely going to happen. How's that?
Breaking news. We will have a parade.
We will have a parade.
Around 10
and,
or something.
Everyone has been calling and messaging us. They tore up the streets. Are we moving the parade route? They fixed the streets, and it's beautiful.
That's when the Lions Club jumps on things.
Yes.
Look at that. Very
and
good.
And it looks great. And the parade route is the same as it's always been.
And what time does the parade start?
So the kids' parade starts right at 9:30 a.m. There is no registration for the kids' parade. It is always free. As many kids as possible, we'd love to have them join. We've got goodie bags at the end of the parade, which ends at the Bonner General Hospital parking lot. So it starts right at 9:30. We drop that caution tape, and the police lead them on their route. And it's so much fun seeing all those smiling faces. And
oh, it's funny because they're all dressed up, and they have a cool wagon.
Dress
to
their up their bikes.
Yeah, I know. It's
like,
really
yay.
Fun. And what a good excuse to be a kid.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you see all the parents sneak in there, too, because, you know, it is. It's pretty exciting. I think it's one of the – it gives you that hometown parade feel. And it's so much nostalgia in one parade. It's kind of amazing.
Right.
So then as soon as the kids get through and they get their goodie bags, then the grand parade starts right at 10 a.m.
Right.
And led by our local police and fire. And
you have a grand marshal.
We do have 2 amazing grand marshals, Jim and Virginia Wood.
Oh, fun. Very, very well deserved.
So yeah. Deserved yep. For everything they've done in this community. We're so excited. And I hear they have a very special vehicle pulling them through the parade.
Oh.
So that should be
interesting.
Really
fun. Yeah. You know, you changed the way the person was selected or the people were selected this year, too. Did you stay with that or did you go back to the saying, here's a person who made a difference or is it the same person?
We let the community pick and they had overwhelming support. And so that was definitely the reason that they were selected.
Yeah. Well, how about that? Very good.
We're very excited to have them.
And so how many entries will you have?
Average is 100.
Okay.
And I think we're close to that already. So.
Yeah.
At least 100.
Yeah, very good. And if people still want to enter, they still can, right?
They can enter up until the 4th of July before the parade starts.
Yeah, I've seen you at the registration area
yes.
with your daughter, I think, right?
Yes.
And other people. And I've seen people walk up there and say, how do we do it? And you always say, just sign here.
Sign right here.
And thanks for your donation.
That's right.
And you also have, as part of it, a big raffle, too. And that's always been a challenge for you, I'm sure.
Every year it gets worse and worse, I tell you.
So what's worse? I mean, the selling the time?
All of it. Yeah. We don't have enough volunteers to actually sit in front of the grocery stores to sell raffle tickets. So we've tried to make it available to anyone that wants to buy a raffle ticket by having them online. Or you can go to Larson's downtown, or you can come to our fireworks booth.
Right.
Any of those 3 options. And if that doesn't work, you message us and someone will meet you somewhere with raffle tickets.
And you would. In fact, I have a raffle ticket here.
Ooh.
You know what we should do? We should probably give one away to people. Why not?
I love it.
What do you think?
I love
it. How about this for an idea? I have a winning. How about this number 111? Does that sound like a winning?
That sounds like a winner to
it
me.
It does to me too. So I've got one here for somebody lucky out there. And here's what we're going to do. If you stop by, I don't know, how about Northwest Auto Body in Ponderay after about, 1:30 or 2 o'clock today, I will have a ticket for you, and we'll put your name on it, and I'll make sure Janice receives that and a few other ones that we're doing as part of a promotion out there. And do you have a shot to do it? And you're saving yourself, what, $5 probably, right?
Yeah, yeah. $5.
$5.
Yeah.
And wouldn't that be funny if the one person who didn't have to buy one.
I would love it.
Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be.
I still remember the year that Carolyn Lobsinger, the editor of the V one, was it four by four?
It was.
Yeah.
Side by side.
That was so fun.
And, that was amazing.
So, and it's great when a local person wins too.
We've had several local people win, and it's always fun to see the looks on their face like, wait, I've participated in this raffle for 30 years and never won. And then they do, and it's like, yes.
Well, I've participated for 30 years. I've never won, and I'm still not going to win, although I bought a few tickets at different times in different places. So I had a pretty good run in Rotary lunches. I had 11 weeks in a row. 11 weeks in a row that I won the prize.
Oh, so you and made up for it.
It got to the point where people were booing me, which is probably not the best thing at a lunch for Rotary. And one time I switched with Survey Wilson. I said, hey, before they announce it, let's swap tickets. And he said, oh, sure.
Okay.
And I won, with his,
won
ticket, with his ticket. So I gave him the prize because I felt bad about that. But, you know, so
that's funny.
Some lucky dog is going to win, and you've got two prizes. You've got one really cool.
A wood stove donated by All About Chimneys, which, bless their hearts, they are the most amazing chimney and stove shop out there in Sagal. They have a great crew out there. I don't know if you saw recently, their crew was following a semi down 95, and the semi had a load of hay on fire. And they, you know, got their attention, pulled them over, and saved that load of hay from burning up. So I'm really impressed with their crew. And it also comes with a quart of firewood. And the second place prize is $1,000 in Bonner Bucks.
And you were telling me about that before. So that's kind of fun, right?
It is.
So they can go anywhere they want to in the county.
Yes.
And you have the little checkbook behind them or whatever you guys do. And all of a sudden they've – and one person won, and they kind of nibbled away all year long.
Last year, Bev Clark won.
Oh, okay.
And she – Debbie Clark, boy, I don't know where I came up with Bev. Debbie Clark won, and she's amazing. And she spent all $5,000 in Bonner County, and she ended her last purchase at Value Tire down in Sagal and bought herself some tires for her car.
There you go.
There you go.
Very, very Bonner County. Very, very.
Debbie Clark, for your support.
Oh, absolutely. And shopping locally, it kind of reminds people of what we have here.
Absolutely.
I'll bet you she would tell you that she found businesses that she didn't even think about before. All of a sudden you have that money to burn.
Yeah, it's
to burn.
I can spend it.
Well, very good. I know that the itinerary is very full, especially on that one day, for sure. But you have something new, or at least coming back, that hasn't been here for a while, and that's the carnival?
I don't know when the last time was we did a carnival, and I'm kind of excited about it. We were a little nervous at first. We've never heard of High Carnival Amusement. It's a new, this is his first carnival that he's put together, and he's a local, and he was a welder for 30 years. And so he has refurbished all the old school carnival games and carnival rides, and he's bringing them down to City Beach. So this should be so exciting, and it'll be so much fun. I want to see people whack that mallet and hit
the big mallet,
ring the bell,
fun.
For the strongman game and all the different games. It should be super fun.
Yeah.
Should be a fun day. Plus, the city has graciously let us do a beer garden, so it's, of course, you could let your kids go play in the carnival games and go have a little beer, a little refreshment.
And so that's down at City Beach then?
Yes, mm-hmm. Right on the grass area by the volleyball courts.
Good. So if you're a parent bringing kids down, how much money do you think everything's going to cost for the carnival?
$10,000 each? No.
All you're looking at is for one.
I don't have a clue, honestly.
Right.
I don't know
right.
what he charges for the games.
Yeah.
And I should probably figure that out. Since my grandkids will be down there spending money like crazy.
And you'll still, I'm sure. And you'll still be doing selling tickets at that point, too.
We will have raffle tickets down there, and we will also have raffle tickets downtown right in front of the 1908 Saloon at our announcer's booth.
Well, very good. And then drawing is when?
Right before the fireworks start on the 4th of July.
Very good. Very good. And then somebody lucky is going to win. And I'm working on my speech already, my acceptance speech.
Oh, good. Okay.
It'll be really good. Like I said, I can't believe we won the best float, and I won this too. That's so cool. What a year. Well, on that, let's take a quick break. And can you hang around for a bit after this? And we'll talk a little bit more about – we've got so much more to cover, my goodness. And we could talk all day anyway.
I could.
So let's take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll let you know about some of the ins and outs of running a parade, for one thing, and also the carnival now, which is cool, and also a fireworks show. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is Justin Dick, owner of 113 Main, and I invite you to start your summer off right with our new lunch, dinner, and cocktail menus. Come in for lunch and try our Thai red curry, muffaletta sandwich, Southwest chicken wrap, or berry and brie salad. For dinner, try our beef short ribs, Peruvian chicken, pork ribeye, steamer clams, or hamachi crudo. We've also created over a dozen new handcrafted cocktails to keep you cool and refreshed during the heat. We're open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. 113mainsandpoint.com.
Home isn't just a place. It's the people around you, the ones you count on. At Vive, this isn't just where we provide service. It's the communities we're part of. That's why we built our fiber-rich network, delivering multi-gig speeds up to 2 gigs, so you can stream, game, work, and connect. Backed by a team that's part of your community. Vive Broadband. Proud to be your hometown connection. Not available in all areas. Speeds vary by location. Visit vibebroadband.com for all restrictions.
Craving great food and waterfront views? Come by boat or car to Pearls on the Lake in Hope. Enjoy fresh flavors, handcrafted cocktails, and stunning views of Lake Ponderay. Plus, live music every Thursday and Sunday. Open daily, noon to 8. Close Tuesdays. Reserve your table now at pearlsonthelake.com.
One of life's greatest mysteries has finally been solved.
Let the dogs out!
Spruce! Spruce! Spruce!
It's Spruce, the weed and grass killer that's safe for use around people. Pests and bees. When used as directed, spray the leaves for visible results in just 1 hour, and dead weeds in just 1 day. You spray, they play. Spruce, pet friendly, weed deadly. Find wherever weed killers are sold.
Bi-Mart brings you the 58th annual Cheney Rodeo. Be there July 10th through the 12th at the Bi-Mart Arena in Cheney. One weekend only, 3 great rodeo performances, and fun for the entire family. Like a Cheney Rodeo Parade, dances after the rodeo, cowboy church, rascal rodeo, and more. Stop by your Cheney Bi-Mart today to get your tickets. You don't want to miss this, the 58th annual Cheney Rodeo. Brought to you by Bi-Mart.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Every 65 seconds, someone in the United States develops Alzheimer's disease. Many don't even know it.
I was lucky. We caught this at the very earliest stages. Pieces of my past are being erased.
Bright Focus Foundation's Alzheimer's Disease Research Program has invested more than $175 million in breakthrough research. Call us at 1-855-345-6237 or visit us online at brightfocus.org/brainhealth to learn more.
News Talk 97.1, KSPT, KBFI.
And welcome back to Live Local Radio. I've got Janice here, past president of the Sandpoint Lions Club. Holy smokes.
Love those words.
How long have you been president?
3 years.
Oh, really? It seems like more than that.
It felt like
you have looked like, oh, my God. And you have somebody else taken, well, in fact,
we
started July 1st, right? So
yes.
Here we go. And who might that be?
Goldie. And I can't wait to see her in the parade driving around in that little red convertible Corvette. Waving to everybody as our new president.
And she's all trained up. You've got her.
She is. Going.
Yeah.
And of course, we'll be there to support her.
Very good. Yeah.
Yes.
And it's always good when you pass the baton. I mean, you're so busy with everything anyway. But when you have that new, not new blood, but a new vision, maybe a new idea, some new energy, that type of thing, it can't hurt for sure.
The new energy is so desperately needed. So yeah. Please consider joining the Lions Club and come volunteer. And you could be planning the next 4th of July parade.
You could. How would one do that?
Oh, dear Lord. It starts like the day after July 5th, we start, you know, but this year that's a Sunday, so we get to hold off until Monday at least. Then we put in the permits and we get it all, the ball rolling for the next one.
Right. And if somebody wanted to become a Lion, how do they do that?
All they have to do is come to one of our meetings, 609 South Ella Street, 2nd and 4th Mondays of every month at 6 o'clock.
And never a lack of things to do. I mean,
never.
Isn't that funny? We compare notes a little bit. And there's so much need in this community for sure. And you know, both groups pride themselves, Rotary and Lions Club, pride themselves on trying to find opportunities for people. And,
you do.
And you never quite know. I mean, there's always more need than Lions and Rotarians for sure. But we're all looking for those new opportunities too. And Lions are stretched pretty well. We both know that for sure. And they surely use some help that way. And
absolutely.
If you like what you see on the 4th, find a Lions Club member and talk to them about it. They'll tell you all about it.
Yeah, this year it'll be really fun. We have a parade marshal, Ron Anderson, Ron the Painter, if you know him as Ron the Painter. He is so excited for his duties. We cannot wait to have him out there in that blaze orange vest being our parade marshal with his clipboard in hand.
Yeah, watch out for that.
He's going to make sure everybody is following the rules and...
Well, again, congratulations on your service on that, too.
Thank you.
Not like you're really stepping back. I know you better than that.
Yeah.
But at least you'll be there to help guide. And, again, the bandwidth thing. You have more people doing more things. That way it's so much better for everybody.
It is.
Yeah.
And we always are looking for fresh perspectives. Mm-hmm. If somebody comes to us and says, hey, I have this idea. I think this would work better. Please bring it to our club.
Absolutely.
We want to hear about it.
Yeah, you have an instant board of directors that way.
Yes.
Say, well, maybe, or we tried it, or something else. At least you can kind of vet it a bit for sure and then help them out.
Absolutely.
No, we all benefit from that for sure. So the parade is always about 100-ish or so entries for sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think about it. I close my eyes and I think of the antique tractor folks. I think of Cal. I think of Rotary.
Of
I think of the different groups that make a part of it. But it kind of ebbs and flows every year too.
It
right?
does.
Yeah. So
the Shingle Mill Blueberry Farm, they're always fabulous. And I love seeing their blue costumes, whatever they're going to do. But this year it's been kind of funny. Every entrance is like, how many cars can we have?
Yeah.
So I'm like, I would say that the 100 entrance probably times 3 vehicles.
So one paid entry,
yes.
And then two little
and then usually
golf
like
carts
three
and whatever
or
else.
Whatever
with
coming with it. Yeah. So it should be fun.
Yeah. I hear we have like a tricycle thing going on in ours.
Oh, yes.
In addition to us. So I
believe it.
You never quite know. So that starts at the big parade starts at what time?
10 a.m.
So people are lined up a couple of streets.
Yes. And we have a very special guest, Michelle, from the theater performance 1776. They will be in the parade, but Michelle is going to step up and sing our national anthem for us downtown.
Nice.
To start off the parade. So we're really excited for that.
Yeah, and I think, you know, this year is a special year, the 250th and all
Absolutely.
That. So I think that's, again, you go back to patriotism, you go back to hometown stuff, and nothing gets closer to my heart than this parade in Sandpoint when this goes on, for sure. And I think there's other people that way, too. You know, it's funny being in the parade like I've been for a couple of years now, for sure. You see some of the same people in the same spots along the way.
Yeah.
And you think, wow, isn't that pretty cool that we
see?
You know,
those family that's been there
in front of
that business.
The Edneys in front of like the post office, you know,
yes.
People in front of the bee, you know, all that stuff. You kind of look forward to seeing that way.
And
it's one of those little fabric things for sure that way. Anything people should know about the parade at all this year? Anything different? Any new rules? I mean, I know you don't want people to throw candy. You want them to pass them out, right?
That's always a rule. Yeah. We don't want anybody throwing anything in the streets just for safety. We don't want any kids getting hurt.
Right.
But our biggest rule is to bring your smile and bring your positive attitude. We want to see everybody have a good time. And all of our tourists that are here, we want to show them what hometown pride is and show them how awesome the Sandpoint Parade is, because it is going to be amazing.
Oh, it will be. Great weather, sounds like, too.
Absolutely.
So, any idea how many people watch that parade? Again, I can't do the math.
Thousands.
Really, right?
Literally, I mean, thousands.
You know, you have about really 12 blocks-ish, you know.
Yes.
And, you know, you make that turn from, you know, church onto First, and all of a sudden you think, are there more people? And there's more people.
So many more people.
Yeah.
Every turn you're like, oh, there's even more people.
It's
pretty incredible.
It really is. And it's just kind of a good excuse to see people having a good time.
It is.
And what your hint is here is have a good time if you're coming.
Yes,
please. No nonsense allowed. Let's make it something that we're all proud of, for sure.
Our parade rules are always no profanity and nothing obscene. So we, and then Ron Anderson, our parade marshal, says, but are wiener dogs okay? I said, I think we'll let them pass.
Well, very good. So then that transitions down to City Beach. So the parade's over.
Yes.
And people say, what are we going to do? And you're going
to then please come down to City Beach. We have that full carnival, the beer garden, and food vendors, and a whole day of festivities.
And what kind of food vendors? I'm seeing some ads on Facebook looking for helping with certain types of vendors. So I'm assuming it'll be pretty robust, right?
It should be. Yeah. We have Felker's Barbecue, and the rest of them are all kind of newbies, I think. Well, Jupiter Jane's, she's been around for quite a while and has excellent food. And we have a local high school girl doing a lemonade stand from Loco's Kitchen. So I'm really excited to try their lemonade. And Pacendi's, I don't know if you've ever tried their pretzel dogs. They are so amazing. So
she's salivating right now. Just so you know.
Seriously.
So I can tell she's on lack of sleep right now, but also hungry.
Lack of sleep, lack of food. Yeah. Take your pick.
But not hangry, at least. You're not hangry.
Never.
That's probably a good thing. So that begins pretty much right after the parade.
Yes.
Okay.
By noon, they're all set up and they're ready to go and ready to serve you food.
And that rolls right into dusk.
Yeah. Hang out we'll have so many kids games and so much fun activities down there. And then as Cody, who is part of Pyrotechnics Spectaculars, he's been our fireworks guru for the past 5 years. He's amazing. And he says, I guarantee I'm doing something really special this year for our birthday. I was like, yes.
He always does.
He does.
But even above and beyond.
Yes.
And you've dealt with Cody, this group, for a couple of years.
Right? Oh, I think it's been 15 years.
Oh, wow. So yeah. You have some history with them. So yes. They do try to make you happy.
They try to up it every year. So they're pretty awesome.
And so you're always down there at the scene of the crime, literally. When
yes,
this is all going
absolutely.
On. So, you know, it's fun for me anyway, and being kind of a, I don't know, novice photographer type of, I like to take pictures. Just seeing where people land to watch the show.
Yeah.
You know, you see them up on Gold Hill. You see them in Ponderay, you know, by the water there. You see them on boat, in the boats and stuff too. And I always admire checking Facebook the next day and seeing, you know, where people were.
Yeah. I love the hotel views or people at Seasons. They have some really awesome views.
Hey, in fact, you stole one of mine one day.
Yeah.
Oh, not stole.
We did.
You borrowed it.
We borrowed it.
Well, that was fun to watch from that vantage point too.
That was a good vantage point.
I don't think there's a bad vantage point. Some years we park like in the chamber parking lot and it's right there, you know,
right
so you're
there.
Kind of away from the traffic and all that kind of stuff too. And again, I'm sure you're emphasizing be safe and sane about the whole thing too.
Absolutely.
Nobody wants to have bottle rockets going off on the beach when there's people down there.
And be careful. If you pull into park in the parking lot, the city has said they're not enforcing the parking permits for that day. So, you know, feel free to park down there, but be prepared. I mean, they don't let traffic out until every walking person has left the beach area.
Right.
So you will be sitting there till 11:30. You know, before you're going to get your car out of the parking lot.
And I've seen people before, if somebody can't walk very well, they'll drop them off there and then they'll go park downtown or a couple blocks away, at least that way to make it safe for everybody that way
Absolutely.
Too. So again, look out for people because they're not looking out for you sometimes too. And nobody wants a tragedy like that. It's it's such a tight space really too. It really is.
Absolutely.
So what time are you going to pick my name for the winning the raffle?
Oh, it should be like right before the fireworks drop. We'll be yelling from, over at the beer garden.
And do I get a text at that point too?
Sure.
Is that, okay.
No,
that's fun. That's what's fun about it too. And we had mentioned earlier that it's a challenge every year to find those prizes for sure. But I remember back in the day, you had cars and stuff, didn't you? Way back.
Yeah.
But you had to sell so many tickets to get even, I would assume.
And that's exactly it. And you look at the math and the manpower versus the cost of the prize. So at this point, we're making it feasible. So we're actually making the same amount of profit, but we aren't. If we could get something donated that was really spectacular, it would really help.
What about one of these like lost in the 50s guys
yes.
who had this car forever?
And they want
to. There's got to be a tax thing for that, right?
Absolutely.
You know, donate it to the Lions or
totally
whatever.
Tax deductible.
Yeah, I bet you find some classic Camaro or something
older.
Well,
they used to have the auto shop at the high school and they would fix up a car and then donate it to the Lions Club and then they would raffle it off.
Yeah.
They haven't done that in a long
Well, they're bringing that
time.
Back now with
See,
this branding.
I need to get on their list.
I think you should be like top. Well, what a great way to do that.
Yeah.
That way your costs are much lower for
yes.
one thing. It's all profit that way too.
Absolutely.
So when it's all said and done, you know, you throw in the fireworks, you throw in the parade. I mean, the parade's got to be a big one for you for all the entry fees and all that. But you also have traffic control. You have all sorts of stuff.
Permits, traffic control. Traffic control takes a big chunk out of that.
I'll bet it does.
Yeah.
So when you wash all of that out, does the Lions Club make money at the end of this, or is it kind of a wash?
It's usually been a little bit of a loss for the past couple of
years. A loss.
Yeah.
Mainly because you used to have the bigger corporate sponsors?
Exactly.
Okay.
And we haven't had any big sponsors, and so, we do what we can.
Yeah. But again, if people want to help out, you're not going to say no. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And if people have that one great idea, and I tried to help this past year trying to find that one prize. That's why it's kind of bittersweet that – and these are great prizes. Again, $1,000 and then the wood stove, all good stuff.
Yeah.
It's great. It truly is. $5 and you can win either one of those.
Yes.
You're way ahead. $10, you're still way ahead. $100, you're still way ahead.
Exactly.
And if people want to buy tickets now, they can go to the fireworks stand.
Absolutely. Or Larson's downtown, or you can go on our website.
Or you can stop by Northwest Auto Body today and tomorrow for an estimate and get a free ticket. So
I love it.
As supplies last, which we know how many I have, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. And unfortunately, I might have to keep the rest of them if we don't see people. But that helps my odds, but I wouldn't do that. I'd share like I always do. Janice, thank you so much for the fourth. Thank you for all you do for Lions Club. Wow, here you go. It's you're on nonstop anyway. I know you're down there. You're sleeping down there, aren't you, the fireworks?
I do, in the trailer.
Yeah. Well, keep up the great work. Thank you. And please, please, please support local our hometown stuff. We've got to force this sometimes. Please be down there because, again, it's one of the best things that Sandpoint does. And with that, I'll let you go. Look forward to talking to you all next week. Have a great, safe 4th of July, and we'll compare some notes next week. We'll see you on the air.